Well, you know, we did talk about a little tease there about Australia, and this was big news. I mean, you were on the stage 1 minute in Sydney, next minute, where's Jimmy? And you stepped off, and fortunately, one of the fans was a trauma surgeon. So,
that's true.
You know, obviously diversity is at its finest with your fans.
Well, you know, things happen that way. Yeah. I don't remember much about it.
I'm sure. How far did you fall? How many feet are we talking here?
5 feet.
Wow.
Then I hit this barricade when I landed.
Yeah.
So it was, and then I woke up. I didn't know. I don't remember. And when I woke up, I realized that I didn't know where it was, was going on.
Yeah.
So it was, it was hard. But
is that how the Saints Somewhere tour kind of came to be? Because you didn't really know where you were. You just said, I'm somewhere. But
well, no, it was, it came to me quickly that I was somewhere where I didn't want to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it was amazing. Fortunately, and Gordian Hoog is the Dr. Gordian Hoog. He and another surgeon were there, and he ran the trauma center. Now, at the time, nobody knew, you know. I mean, it was pretty serious, and I was pretty banged up. But it happened on Australia Day, which would be like Cinco de Mayo here, you know. So let's just say the emergency room. I didn't know, but my friends with me who were, you know, standing by me there, I mean, their description of what that was like and how these guys were able to carve through, you can imagine. They drink a lot of beer in Australia.
Yes, they do.
So
Foster's, I think it is.
And, you know, and I was kind of out of it, but their description of what they had to deal with to get me in and going on was pretty, we can laugh at it now, you know, but fortunately I came back from it, but I was, of course it worked its way into a song.
Yeah.
So we have there's a verse about that experience that goes into Margaritaville now.
Okay. But, will we get to hear that on the air today?
You might. Yeah, right. You might.
I did hear that you went back, and I believe about a year later, and had this new verse, so that they were very happy about that.
They were very happy about that. And the interesting thing was, in the digital world, the Arab Spring was going on in Egypt, and we beat it as top news story.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, on Google.
Well, there you go.
So I had friends of mine, and the best one, I mean, I got a lot of great people who were concerned and sending messages, and I was still in the hospital, and I get this one from my friend Kelly Slater, and he's, because I'm an old fart surfer, so he sent me, and he said, did you make it? and surfers understand what that meant. Going over the falls is what you call when you go down a steep drop. And I went, hell no, I didn't make it. But that was the first note I got, so it was kind of funny that that was it. He was in Australia. I was actually supposed to go see him.
That
it worked out that way.
Well, good. Well, what else are you going to play for us next, Jimmy? That last one sounded great.
We got, you know, if there's anybody Twittering in and wants to hear anything while we're here, but we're going to do a little, it's the 5 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Oh.
So there it is. I think I feel this one coming.
Yeah. So, and the thing of it is, we feature Mac on this because this was, because
I'm cheaper than Alan Jackson.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? Was that out loud?
When did you ask for your raise?
You know, I kind of wish the storm hadn't happened. We'd be doing a regular show, and you all would
you'd
be
have the microphone.
About money.
It's tough being the boss sometimes.
Yeah. It's tough. So I had to make the decision today. Now I got some disgruntled musicians here.
Yeah. You know, everybody else gets the day off.
In front of our wonderful fans, and Austin haven't seen us in 17 years. This is what they get.
That's what you get. Welcome back.
Bitch. Okay, so anyway, this underpaid guy to my right over here is taking the place of Alan Jackson, who kindly enough called me on this, and then, you know, this was, let's just say it was a great 34 seconds in the studio.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah.
It sure has paid off for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, it did. And so, you know, it's one of those songs that it's such a tribute to the people that wrote it. It's such a lasting song that, you know, Alan certainly does his version of it, and we do ours, but it's become kind of part of our repertoire.
Nice. Well, that's good.
So with no further interruptions from the peanut.
Mr. Utley.
Why don't you introduce it, Bong? We're being a Bong.
I think Mac should do the proper introduction. It is the happy hour.
That's
it's happy hour.
Right.
It's a great introduction. We got time for that.
Mac, could you take it away, Mac?
Take it away, Mac.
Oh, fine, then.